some systems but wasn't sure I needed them. I decided to give it a go. I'm a huge fan of the idea of functional organizing and love Lisa's experience and ideas for helping people with anxiety, depression, and ADHD, as we have a lot of it in our extended family. I bought the Sunday Basket and Friday Workbox systems and immediately became an Organized 365 podcast addict. Little did I know what was coming my way this year. I truly am not sure I'd still be standing without these systems to manage the chaos and crises. My mother-in-law had multiple major health crises, a housing, personal care crisis, and eventually passed away, leaving us with an extremely complicated estate to settle, which included inheriting and selling her small business that had minimal documentation or systems in place. She could only help a little bit in her final months due to her health condition. Just weeks after she passed away and we were getting a little bit of organization to stabling operations for her small business, my own mother had a health crisis that snowballed into my parents needing to quickly sell their home of 41 years, buy a new home 5 minutes from me, and move everything in 8 weeks flat. And I still had to support my initial business, clients, and team during all this, as well as take care of my 14-year-old son, who has ADHD, and my 9-year-old daughter. Anyway, it has been an absolute doozy, which I hope to never repeat. But I'm still standing, and I have just upgraded to the Productive Home solution. I am strongly considering subscriptions to both planning days. Thank you. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All right, if you listen to the last two podcast episodes, you know that we're talking about how do we actually move from productivity to impact? How do we move from being a productive person who can get a lot done in a day to someone who can really set and achieve bigger goals that are going to make a marked difference on the world? And I think if you're listening to Organize 365, this is you. Like, you have some big thing that you want to do, and so you want to know how to be able to do that. And what I identified a couple of podcasts ago is that the way to become more impactful does not come from productivity, does not come from apps, does not come from digitizing things. It comes from increasing your organization. Just in the last podcast episode, showed you and talked to you about how that works at home. Now let's talk about how that works at work. I think for many of us, if we work with other people, we tend to get this part of our life organized before our household life because other people can see or hold us accountable for what we get done at work, and usually we get paid for work. So that's also an added bonus. Where I find that this is more challenging is when you work for yourself as a freelancer, as a solopreneur, in direct sales, and you're working from home. In those instances, I find that if you organize the house first, then you could get your work train running. And whenever you organize the work train first, the house will derail your work train. So here's what I mean when I say this. And a lot of you who are working from home now may be saying, oh, that's the difference of working remotely versus working in the office for me. That's why it's not working. I used to be organized at work. Now I feel like I'm not organized anywhere because I can't get my work organized. It's because I'm working from home. Okay, so in the last podcast, if you did not listen to it, I talked about this analogy of moving from driving a car to being a train engineer. And that when you're in a car, you're very fast and you can pivot and you can turn around when you forget things and you could go different ways to get to the same thing because, you're in a car and you get to decide how you want to go places. But If you want to really move forward faster, I counsel you to move from a car driver to a train engineer. However, in order to be a train engineer, you have to put down tracks because a train can't drive on car streets. And when you put down these tracks, your train is going to run on your train tracks and not all over the place. So in order to make your train tracks for work, that is going to be your systems and your processes and your habits. So in Workbox Planning Day, we talk about having a beginning of the day routine, a midday routine, and an end of the day routine. Then we have the Friday Workbox time every week, and then Planning Day every quarter. And now we have the new optional Planning Day implementation every quarter. These are the train tracks that your train runs on. And if you don't have train tracks built in, and you just try to move to be a train conductor without building the train tracks, it's not going to work because it's the systems that allow you to move forward faster. Having a beginning of the day routine, a midday routine, end of the day routine that we talk about a lot inside of the planning day gives you these guardrails and allows you to task stack different things at different times of the day so that you have more capacity and more time to work on your purple projects and move new initiatives forward through the company. So if you're working from home and you used to be working in an office and you're like, why isn't this working anymore? You should come to a planning day because you probably need to establish some habits that will make it easier for you to really be focusing on work at home and turning work off at home as well. So that may be something that you want to focus on in 2024. So moving from a car into a train, at first, when you just put down these systems and habits and routines, will allow you to move forward faster, but you're just in a different mode of locomotion. You're not in a car, you're now in a train, and you're moving forward on these tracks faster, but you're not actually making any impact. You're just more productive. You're moving faster. And you're able to move faster because these habits and routines have reduced your decision-making fatigue, and we've tasked stacked as many of your green administrative and repetitive tasks into these bucketed times each day and each week so that you have more free time to work on the other colors, pink, purple, and blue. Now, the next thing that you need on your train is we're going to start to build the cars. So when we built the cars on our train for our household, first we did the Sunday basket, and then we moved in each piece of the productive home solution, and then we added on kids and anybody else that we need to care for. In your work train, you're going to have some more customization about how you build your train. And this is another reason why I really like people to start in their home organization before work organization, only because our homes function very similarly. Like, we're all eating every day. We're all showering or bathing on a regular basis. We're all sleeping. We all live in some kind of dwelling. It might be a tiny house. It might be an apartment. It might be a big farmhouse. But we're all living and sleeping somewhere. Like, we're sleeping somewhere. It's probably not our office. And so there are a lot of commonalities. So a Sunday basket with, you know, the 2.0s are very similar in the Sunday basket to other people's Sunday baskets. And personal organization is very similar from one person to the next. You may have a different things that you put in your morning routine, but everybody's going to have a morning routine. When we get to work, how you build your train is going to be very customized, and what your train looks like throughout your career also is going to be very customized. Now, the interesting thing is you can get your work train up and running and productive faster than your personal train. What? Yeah, I know, it doesn't make sense. It's going to take 3 years to really get your house running the way that you want it in fully optimal form. I think you could do work in a year. And the reason why I think you could do work in a year, especially if you work for, if you're an employee, you definitely can do it in a year. If you're a business owner, it's a lifetime pursuit. You're never going to be done because you're always reorganizing the train tracks and the cars, and like, you're just playing a game. But to get your basic trains running within a year, very, very doable. In order to do that, the first car that you're going to add on is your basic first Friday Workbox. So your basic first Friday workbox is going to teach you that there are four different roles that you play in your job. Four main roles: pink, purple, blue, green. Everybody has four. And once you figure out what those four are, we're going to optimize those four kinds of work over the course of 1 year. The second car that I think is pretty much essential that you add is the planning days. Because until you learn how to plan how to use your Friday workbox, it's really just a really pretty way of organizing your to-do list. Even if you do the Friday workbox co-working time with Steph, who is amazing, until you learn how to plan the work that is in that box, it's very reactive. You'll speed up somewhat, but you will not be in the impact that you want to have. And I did an analysis 2 years ago, and pretty much everyone, when they bought their first Friday workbox, got a planning day also, or added on additional supplies at that time. So that is why we have the planning day, or the business starter bundle now, which has the Friday workbox with the planning day included, because that's the way you should get started. Like, you need to learn what your four kinds of work are and externalize those kinds of work so they're visible to you and to your employer. But also, you need to know how to establish the train tracks that this Friday workbox is going to run on. This, how do you take the green work, which is your administrative and repetitive work? How do you take that and then task stack it in as small amount of time as possible at regular intervals throughout the day so that you increase the capacity you have for the pink, purple, and blue work? And these colors are going to mean different things for different people, but green and blue are the most universal. Green is administrative, repetitive, and or financial work. Blue is anything related to people, contractors, teams, not anyone that is not a customer, anybody you need to operationally deliver whatever it is that you are selling or servicing. So on your train, you're going to add your Friday workbox, and I counsel you to add the planning day. And then just put it on a subscription plan. It is the least expensive business coaching you will ever, ever find that will definitely yield that much or 10 times back into your job or your business. When you do the planning day, the Friday workbox, and the planning day, last year in 2023, I did four planning days. And before that, the planning days were very similar. But last year, I just kind of noticed that there was a different energy to every planning day. And each one, I focused on a different color. So I do the planning day. There are certain parts of planning day I do the same or similar. I never do anything the same. Similar from one planning day to the next. But then I will deep dive. I'll deep dive into green or pink or purple or blue. And it just so happened that the months where I would deep dive into that color, that quarter just naturally lends itself to optimizing this portion of the Friday workbox. That's why getting a Friday workbox, getting the first planning day, and then signing up for the subscription, your first year of the Friday workbox is really understanding the work that you do and the cadence of which you do it within a year. And that first year, you're going to really, really set great train tracks and a very replicatable system that you can then just optimize year after year after year. So that's your initial train. It's going to be adding that Friday workbox and then adding your planning days. As you get good at identifying what is in your Friday workbox, at first, you will realize there's a whole bunch of work that you forgot you were supposed to be doing. It was totally invisible to you, invisible to everybody else. And you're like, oh, this is why this initiative over here isn't working. It's because we forgot nobody is doing XYZ. So somebody has to do XYZ. Or we used to do this and we stopped doing it. We should start doing it again. So the first quarter that you're doing a Friday workbox, one, you're identifying all the work that you're doing, but also you're noticing all the work that you used to do that you aren't doing and nobody's doing that really would make your business more profitable and more impactful. And then as you go through the planning days, you start to proactively and purposely plan out what your initiatives are going to be in the next 90 days, and you start doing less, but you do it deeper. So what I mean is, when you first get a Friday workbox and you start to identify what is your purple, which are your customers or your products or your services or your goals for the quarter. You have too many. Everybody does. Like you have like 13. You're supposed to have less than five. You have way too many. And so initially, you are just finishing up all these half-done projects or initiatives in the company. Sometimes that can take 6 months. And identifying all the things you stopped doing that you should have been doing, same 6 months. The first 6 months of doing the Friday workbox is just going, I forgot and I didn't know and I overcommitted. And it's getting you back to a purposeful, proactive place. Once you get through the overcommitting of all the projects and things you had in the pipeline or the goals that you started too fast, you will then say, okay, I really want to do 8 things next quarter, but Lisa says the max we could do is 5. And if I'm to be honest with myself, the team that we have financially and their capacity and the season we're in, we can only do 3. Don't you dare do 5 in the summer. Half your team's going to be on vacation. What are you, see what I'm saying? Like, and if you're planning for the last quarter, half of that quarter is holiday. I know people show up to work from the middle of November through the end of the year, but mentally, I mean, like you cannot cram 5 new initiatives in October, November, December. Like it's not happening. You can in January, February, March, great time frame. Actually, July, August, and September, that's not bad either. But there are time frames for all this. And once you start to realize how cyclical work is and how much it's related to home, this is another reason why your home train should be running. Once you have your home train running, you know how hard it was to get that running. And now it's running optimally. And now when you do planning days for home, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm planning my entire summer. I'm going to be gone, you know, 10 days, 10 work days, plus we have 5 holidays. Like that's 3 full work weeks of, and then you start to think about anyone you're working with, contractors or employees, and you're like, oh shoot, they're going to be out too. Like, yeah, basically if you have a meeting from Memorial Day to Labor Day, you're never going to have your whole team there. It's so rare that somebody is not out that day. Like it's just so rare. Same from the middle of November all the way through the end of December. So rare. And nobody is in a generative capacity for newness in November to the end of December. And really not the first 2 weeks in January. It's an 8-week washout. You have to know that as a leader, and you need to know that for yourself so you can give yourself and you can give your team grace. And by team, I mean employees, but also it could be contractors. Like if you're a solopreneur or a freelancer, it could be contractors. If you're in direct sales, you need to know what the home cycle is like because those are your customers. What are they looking for and when? So that when the seasonality is right for whatever it is that you are selling or servicing or whatever, you can optimize everything during that time frame. And when naturally your customers are distracted and doing something else, you are using that time to do some deeper initiatives. Once I really stopped trying to make my company have the same amount of sales every single week of the year, because I'm not like a grocery store, I was like, okay, these certain months are when our goals inside of the company are to optimize our systems or to deep clean out our warehouse or to, you know, things that are not forward facing. And then in seasons where people are like, everybody wants to organize, like now, like everything is forward facing. Like we don't have any projects going on behind the scenes of organizing or deep work or any of that. And like none of that. Like we're just ready to answer customer service, make phone calls, ship out product. Like we are at your disposal from now until the second week of January, whatever you need in order to make your decision for what you want to do for organizing for 2024. Like that's all Organize 365 is doing right now. But I didn't used to think that way. I used to think like, okay, a quarter is 90 days and that's 3 months divided by 12 weeks plus my week where I do my organizing. No, that's not how it is at all. So once you run your train on these new train tracks with your Friday workbox and your planning days for 12 months, then you go, okay, you decide how you're going to build out the rest of your train. For you, it may be like, okay, I'm in charge of HR, so I'm going to put all my people, they're each going to have their own train. And then I'm going to make sure that they have all their HR paperwork and I do my quarterly conversations and I celebrate their anniversaries, like, because I'm HR and I have people on my train. Or you may say, okay, mine are my VIP customers. Or you may say on your train track, like I'm the CEO. So because I'm the CEO, on my train track, I have months, January, February, March, April, May. And each month, I'm thinking, okay, what is our revenue initiative? What is my team initiative? What is my financial initiative? What is, you see what I'm saying? Like certain months are really great for investing in the team. Certain months are really great for revenue. Certain months are really, and so I kind of build out my train track by months because I'm also the head of marketing. So I know that in October, we're talking about ADHD. And in November, we're doing the holiday blitz. And in July, we're doing teacher camp and we're doing the back to school blitz. And they all go into months. So for me, my train now builds out by months. And I have a car for my team, but I don't have individual cars for each team member like my person in HR would. And so that's why I say that once you go through that first year with your Friday workbox and your planning, and you've got four planners in front of you, and now you're ready to hit those planning days again, you're like, oh, interesting. Every February, we have a lot of time to invest in the team and really reset any of our routines. Like anytime we need to make a big system change, February is the month we should do it in, because that is just the best month for it. And so that is building out your train track. So your work train is going to speed up and slow down based on a lot of things that are not in your control. So you may be humming along on your train, everything's going great in your train, and then all of a sudden interest rates spike and you need to take out a loan to get inventory in your business. And so now that, you know, you have to make sure you have your cash reserve. So your train is going to slow down while you get the cash in, and then your train will start to speed up again. All kinds of things are going to slow down and speed up your train. When your train gets slowed down and it's not a normal planning time, because your train is going to pull into the station four times a year, actually eight times. We're going to pull your train into the station. It's not going to slow down too much. You're going to do your planning like around week 9 or 10 with me in the subscription plan. Again, it is the least expensive coaching program you will ever be in. Just sign up for the subscription plan and move on. It's tax deductible. So you're going to think about, okay, we're three or four weeks before the end of the quarter. We're about to be done with this planner that I just finished. What do I want to be working on in the next 90 days when we get started then? So you're going to slow down. You're going to do that planning. The train is going to keep going while you're mentally thinking about the next cycle. And then you're going to pull your train in week 13, stop it, do the planning day implementation with me, where you're going to go through the workbook that you did a few weeks prior. You're going to think about like, okay, I was thinking about these five different initiatives, but based on what I know today, based on where society is, based on the economy, based on the moon, based on whatever, we're going to go forward with these three. Go through every single workbox that you have, and you're going to redo all of your slash pockets, and then you're going to announce everything to the team if you haven't already, and then starting the next week, week one, run your race and go. And the train will be up and running. But there are other things that are going to slow down your train. Losing a team member, adding a team member, new product, losing a product, like a whole bunch of things. And every time you pull your train into the station, you're going to go through every single car. Every 90 days, every 3 months, when you pull that train into the station and you do workbox implementation with me, and you're going through the planner and you're thinking about your physical Friday workbox, I also want you thinking about all of the train cars that you have. And when you see me do this in December and I have six workboxes, it is because I'm doing finance and I'm doing marketing and I'm doing outreach and I'm doing regular. Like I have all of these Friday workboxes are cars. I'm going to add one more layer to this. I have added on school. And school could be its own train. Like we could talk about school being its own train, and maybe it is its own train. I'm not going to do it during the planning day implementation. I'm running this third train. This train also has a whole bunch of Friday workboxes too. I have one Friday workbox on my school train that is just administrative with the school. I have one that is my research, and then I have one for each class that I'm taking now and one for each class that will be next. And I go through all of those boxes and all of those slash pockets every 4 months because I run that train on the same cycle as the Productive Home Solution, and also because the school runs on the same, you know, 4 month cycle. All those have to be done too. So that is a third train that I'm running. I'm not going to lie. Conducting three trains, it's a little crazy. I don't recommend it, but I'm in it now. I'm 1 year into it, and I'm going to get this thing done in 3 years. Yeah, that has been a little crazy. So I actually will be taking a day at the end of the year, and I will be going through my school train as well. I could tell you for sure there is no way I would still be going to school if I did not already have my home and my work trains running and running optimally. Because the complexity of running this third train is a lot. I don't know how people do this, actually. I'm still kind of wondering how I do it myself. So all that said, I would love for you to join me with the Workbox Planning Day implementation end of this year, and also the 13th week going forward. Just add this into your coaching package in order to keep your train running. I love making the invisible work visible. I love increasing your productivity and the impact you have in the world. And it all comes back to this regular cadence of organization. Productivity is what happens after you do Workbox Club, after you do Workbox Planning Day, after you do Workbox implementation. But these regular organization sessions help streamline what you're doing and increase your productivity so that you have more impact. And I can't wait. I'm so excited that I've added these additional events routinely throughout the year. I think it really is going to add a lot more to what you are doing. In the past, I was a business coach, which I love doing. Oh my gosh, I love it. I did individual coaching. I did group coaching. When I was in direct sales, I was very good at coaching my team, and they were all profitable, which is almost unheard of, by the way. But I realized that my unique gifting in the world is helping to articulate how do you get organized and the regular cadence of organizing and productivity that allow you to have bigger impact. And there are so many amazing business coaching programs out there. Coaching programs that if I spent the rest of my life trying to create, I could never recreate them or hold a candle to them. And so I love having this introductory, basic, you know, systems you run on productivity coaching program through the Friday Workbox that is extremely reasonably priced so that once you get more productive and profitable down here, you've got plenty of dollars to spend on the bigger coaching programs that will work for your specific niche and whatever you are specifically uniquely gifted and created to do. My job is to just get you more productive and profitable so that you then can avail yourself of all of those great coaches that are out there afterwards. So I think adding in this implementation session, and if you haven't added in the Friday, if you're just still buying the Friday Workbox Planning Days as a one-off instead of in the subscription plan, being in the subscription plan and adding on the new implementation thing we have is cheaper than buying the Planning Days a la carte. Like if you buy the Planning Day a la carte, it costs more for that than to do the subscription of the Planning Day plus the implementation event that we have. So just as you're doing your financial math for your business, this is the least expensive and most impactful coaching that you will have. So when you come to the next planning day, make sure you sign up for the subscription plan. I don't have that right now because planning day was at the beginning of the month. And if you didn't sign up for the subscription plan, I think the subscription plan has passed by the time you listen to this podcast, although we're going to give you this podcast early if you were in there so that you can listen to it. So anyway, I am so excited to finally let everybody know what I'm doing at the end of the year and let you in on these planning times I'm doing. I've set 2 hours as the time. They may go longer, but I for sure will be talking with you for 2 hours. So I hope you can join us. I'm looking forward to seeing you then. Hey, did you hear? So we would love here at Organize 365 to walk through what your individual organizational plan should be. Should you start with the Friday workbox? Should you start with the Sunday basket? Or should you go all in on the productive home solution first? Where should you start? And in what order would you go through the different products and services that Organize 365 has? And do you even need the productive home solution? What's in it anyway? And do you need it? When is the best time for you to start? We would love for you to book a call with the education team. Just go to organize365.com/call, C-A-L-L, and book a call, and they will have you fill out a form about where you are and what your goals and objectives are, what you think you need, what you think you don't need, and then someone will get on the call with you, and they will walk through what would work best for you and answer any questions that you have.